Ollie Coleman from Page Six is here. There's so much going on in the world of celebrity. Like, just, it's like story after story. And Anthony and I, you know, we're carrying as much as we can, but we had to call in the expert. There's just way too much happening in the world of celebrity right now. Ollie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So let's start with my favorite story of the day. I've got two big stories of the day I'm interested in. Let's talk about Jason Sudeikis. What's interesting here is, so he was with, for people that don't know, in case they don't know, he was with Olivia Wilde for a lot of years. They have two children together. I think never married, right? They were just partners?
They were engaged, yeah.
Oh, they were engaged. Okay. Mm-hmm. So talk me through what led to the breakup, because he's broken his silence. He's finally talking about what happened and how it all went down.
Yeah, he hasn't really said anything about it. I guess he's doing promo for this show, Ted Lasso. So he did a big interview with GQ. He talked about the breakup, and he talked about, and also the other part of this story is that, after, very shortly after Olivia Wilde broke up with him, she started dating Harry Styles from One Direction. Now, this is a story that's very close to my heart, and I was very happy to read what Jason Sudeikis had to say today. It's very close to my heart because my wife has a huge crush on Harry Styles. And when I first found out about this, I was like, what are you talking about? Like the child from One Direction? Because when they all came up, they were like, 13, 14. Mm-hmm. Because I'm kind of old, so that just feels like last week to me.
Right.
So I was like, what do you mean you have a crush on Harry Styles? It's like suddenly finding I have like a sexual rival among the, Von Trapp family singers. It's like, what are you talking about? So it was very emasculating to me, very confusing. But then Jason Sudeikis lived this nightmare. Like he was married to the, was with this woman for 7 years. All of a sudden she runs off essentially with this, kid from One Direction. And I thought what he said was, I honestly think that must be a really, really, really difficult thing to go through in public. It's one thing to be broken up with by your wife. It's another thing for her then to like run off with this. Like, I don't know. I think he's like actually like 25 or something and be like gallivanting all over.
He's 18 years younger. Yeah, he's 18 years younger than Jason Sudeikis.
That's got to be really rough, So he actually he told GQ, I'm going to grab the quote here because I thought it was kind of like, he's really got some perspective on this. He said, I'll have a better understanding of why in a year, and an even better one in two, and an even greater one in five, and it'll go from being, a book of my life to becoming a chapter, to a paragraph, to a line, to a word, to a doodle. So he has this optimism that he can at the moment it's all consuming for him, but down the road, this is going to be something that isn't going to be like a big, a big issue for him. Right. Honestly, I think Jason Sudeikis has a more healthy perspective on the Harry Styles issue than I do. So I admire him. I have a great admiration for him.
Do you think it's harder or easier when you're a celebrity like Jason Sudeikis, who's famous, good looking, known as a nice guy, not an asshole? Is it harder or easier for him to be broken up with like this publicly, but knowing that there's probably, supermodels throwing themselves at him right now?
Well, that's also the case. He's actually moved on, as they say in the Us Weekly, with a woman called Keely Hazel. It's an odd one. She was like super famous when I was, when I was back in the UK, she was a super famous,
Page Three girl.
Page Three girl, right? Like in the UK, they still, bizarrely to this day, have like, a topless woman on Page Three. And Keely Hazel was like the Madonna of Page Three girl. She was like the biggest Page Three girl. She was on, everybody's college dorm room and all that kind of stuff. And it's a very weird, cultural clash for her to suddenly pop up in this particular, Hollywood narrative. But yeah, so she's obviously super gorgeous, and they're together, and good for him. So
But have they been together for a while? Because there's a character in Ted Lasso called Keely that I've read is named after her. So was that just a coinkydink, or did they have a crush on her? Do you know how that came about?
No, that's news to me. Actually, that's interesting that she has the same name. That hadn't occurred to me. But I don't know what the relationship is between those two things. But yeah, I mean, I guess that character, and I love Ted Lasso.
It's such a great show. I'm just sort of torn about this. Sorry, Anthony, I'll let you talk in a second.
No, I'm listening.
I'm sort of torn about this because, listen, I think Jason Sudeikis is a great guy. He does not deserve getting his heart broken like this. But as just an observer of celebrity, which I've been for a long time, I'm just glad that finally it's a woman who left a man for a younger guy, because usually it's the other way around, you know. And as a woman who's, you know, getting into her early, you know, that age, you know, it's you think about those things. You look at the men around you and see who they're attracted to, and it's not you anymore, you know. So it's kind of like, I kind of feel like you go, girl, but I hate the fact that they have two young kids and she hurt Jason Sudeikis. But on the other hand, as a celebrity watcher, I feel like finally the tables have turned.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be nice if nobody would have to leave anybody for somebody younger. But if it's got to be that way, then yeah, sure, why not break the paradigm? Yeah.
Right.
She's got to be just an amazing lover in bed.
Such a kind way to put it.
She's got to know. She's one of those girls that I think she knows what she's doing.
Is that because, like, is that somehow in your head related to the fact that she's now with this, like, young stud guy? Like, do you think that that's sort of part of that narrative for you?
No, Jason Sudeikis is a famous guy. She has destroyed him over the past year. I mean, usually an actor will go, pfft. I mean, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie got over it in 2 days. You know, he's fine. He's moved on.
Yeah, J-Lo moved on in 2 seconds. It was like A-Rod one day. She literally closed the book, and the next day she was with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Jason couldn't even get dressed for an award show. He's destroyed. She's got to do, you know, that and that in bed. And I don't know. It blows my mind.
Or, you know, he could have lost the love of his life. I mean, you know, probably you're right, but it could be the other one. It could be the love of his life and the mother of his children, but it's probably the bad thing.
But I see it from, but that I understand what Anthony's saying, because also it's not just from the Jason Sudeikis perspective. It's from the perspective of, I mean, Harry Styles at like whatever he is, 25, 26 years old, is like the hottest star on the planet, not just physically, but he's getting into the acting game. He had like a series of women he was dating who were just a model and actress, gorgeous, you know, women that were age appropriate. And then suddenly he's with this older woman, which doesn't seem like that. It wasn't his regular chick. So it's such an odd pairing. I would never put them together. If I was friends with her and she said, set me up with a friend of yours, I would never even think Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like a leap. But then, as you say, I mean, obviously everybody wants to be with that guy right now, including my wife, apparently. So
yeah, you gotta look into what she does in bed. Does she do that and have a little twist? And
yeah, investigate this for us.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, I'll do some investigative work on this.
All right, so the other story we're talking about today that I found really disturbing, and maybe it's just my perspective now with the Kardashian-Jenner clan, but Kylie Jenner is actually talking about her 3-year-old daughter starting a business, like in a real way?
Yeah, she's launching a brand. So Kylie did this little kind of mini documentary thing on YouTube about her cosmetics company, like behind the scenes of her cosmetics company. And in the course of this thing, it comes up that not only is Stormy, who's 3, on the verge of launching her first brand, because assuredly it will be her first. It's going to be, you know, there's surely many more to come. Not only that, but she has an office in Kylie's office. So, you know, there's two ways of looking at this. And, you know, you and I, Cooper, love to psychoanalyze the Kardashians. I mean, yes, could this be seen as a kind of bleak, almost macabre, you know, turning a 3-year-old innocent child into just kind of another, like, subsidiary of the Kardashian Corporation? Yes. You know, another kind of money-making opportunity? Yeah, totally. But here's my psychoanalysis here.
Oh.
Kylie's been in this, you know, she's like second generation of them modifying themselves to the point of kind of like, you know, I don't know, Procter & Gamble, right? Like that kind of level of commodification. You know, Kylie is, it's different for the older sisters, but like Kylie, you know, Chris has been her manager for almost as long as she's been her mother. And honestly, I can believe that these guys are so warped by this life that they're living and this sort of commodification that they're living, that this is actually the way that they like love each other. You know what I mean? Like this right. is the way that they're like, okay, you know, I can picture Kris Jenner saying to one of these kids, you know, I loved you a lot in the last fiscal quarter, but you know, your coconut water line has really been, you know, underperforming. Like year on year, you know, I love you a bit less than I did in the 2020 fiscal year.
Right.
They have charts. They have graphs.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like profit loss, how much I love you. You know, because we all know that, like, you know, who's the favorite in this family? Obviously, at one point it was Kim.
Right.
Because she was the one who was making the money. Mm-hmm. It's never been Rob because he's never been the one making the money, although God bless his sock line. Maybe that's going to come through for him at some point.
Right.
And you know, maybe now it is, you know, Kylie and Kendall, because they're up there too now. So I can believe that rather than, you know, she's just kind of turning her daughter into another sort of revenue stream, that this is genuinely how she thinks that you like love a kid. By like giving him a brand, giving them a trademark, you know.
That's brilliant. And actually, the more I think about it, I think I forget if we talked about that with you, the whole thing where they asked Kris Jenner who her least favorite child is. And by the time they got to the end of the sentence, she'd already went, Courtney. And it makes sense because Courtney makes the least amount of money. She's the least interesting, you know, in terms of any of that. What's her brand other than, you know, glomming on to what the other sisters are doing? She doesn't have her own thing the way Kylie does, the way Kendall does, the way Kim does, the way Chloe does, you know. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. That's, of course, that's why she loves her the least, because she makes the least amount of money. But, you know, that's actually a really good point. I mean, from a psychological perspective, you know, money is a metaphor for love for a lot of people in their relationships. And we've heard this from, you know, research for many, many years, not just celebrities, but like, you know, people that feel unloved by their parents, and then suddenly somebody writes you a check, they go, oh, they must love me. Mm-hmm. And that somehow that those two things have been correlated. Well, no one does that better than the Kardashian-Jenner clan. So
yeah,
I think you're right. I think having a quote-unquote brand for a three-year-old is just her way of saying to us, look how much I love her.
Yeah, she's important. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just desperately depressing, but you know, that's my optimistic interpretation.
But you would think she'd want to break that cycle. Do you know what I mean? Like if I grew up like that, that would put so much pressure. I'd be like, you know what, I'm not doing that with my kid. It would be the opposite.
I mean it hasn't worked out really badly for it. Well, and it hasn't worked out really badly for any of them yet, I guess. But I agree, it's not what I would be doing, but you know.
Right. All right, let's talk about Justin Bieber. So what's Justin Bieber up to these days? We've kind of lost touch with him. And as you, I don't know if you can see me, but I have my Bieber bangs on today. I got my Bieber hair going.
Well, maybe this explains why we haven't heard much from him lately. He's been getting very, very stoned, it seems. He was in a weed boutique in California and spent $1,000 worth of $1,000 worth of gummies and edibles and purees, which is apparently a thing now. So yeah, maybe he's been a little bit quiet
because he's too high.
Very, very high. Good for him, you know, he deserves it.
Right. But it's legal there, obviously. But I still worry that his fan base is super young. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder about that. I wonder, like, look, he's an adult. He can do whatever he wants to, but or is his fan base not that young anymore?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's the same thing as I was saying earlier about the, like, One Direction thing. You sort of keep them in your head as, like, the age they were when you first heard of them. You kind of, you know, but I guess actually they move along with him, right? Like, I think that, you know, there's probably younger audiences for younger at this point. His fans are probably just a few years younger than him. And honestly, like, I feel like these days, you know, weed's just not that big a deal, right?
Right.
Like,
especially edibles, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he's had his issues. He said that he's been dependent on weed in the past. But yeah, as far as, like, a role model, I don't know. Is it really that different from, like, seeing celebrities in bars? I don't know.
Right. No, that's actually a really good point. You're right. You know, I do think of him as a 13 or 14 year old, and it's hard for me to remember that.
His fans are 30 now.
Right. His fans are 30.
Right.
Yeah. Right. All right. Ollie Coleman, I want to see if you agree with me on this or Cooper. You know how sharks swim around and they got little baby sharks next to them that glom onto them as they swim? I think that shark is Britney Spears, and the little fish that swim right next to her are her boyfriend. I think her boyfriend is just with her for the fame and her money. Cooper says it's
love.
We've
been arguing about this for like weeks.
I say it's not love. It's just for the fame, for the money. What say you?
I am going to go with Cooper on this one. I think that there have certainly been boyfriends of Britney's, for sure, who have exploited her. And God knows of many of those other women of her kind of generation age. He doesn't seem like one of them. You know, he hasn't behaved like the other ones. He doesn't seem to be, you know, and also, like, there's not a whole lot of fame there with Britney. Like, you know, she's not out anywhere. She's not getting, there's no paparazzi around her. You know, she's like in a jail she's not really, I mean, I guess there's the kind of like, he seems like a good guy. Like, he seems to be protective of her. And so it's probably quite good for his image, but like, you know, it's not like Kevin Federline, where he was like a household name because she was, right?
Right, right.
But yeah, I haven't heard bad things about that guy.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because I thought it was a genuine relationship. Anthony still thinks he's in it for the money and the fame.
He's the little shark that swims next to her, hoping to get some food that falls off of her mouth. Yeah, that's what he does.
Thank you so much, Oliver Coleman. We love having you on the show. We love talking to you. Thank you for taking my side in this whole Britney Spears thing that's been going on the show weeks now.
Give it 6 months. We'll see.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It was fun.